Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on a bench on a Tuesday. The Knicks need one more victory to reach the conference finals for the first time in 25 years. The Celtics need to match the biggest comeback in the NBA's history to extend their title reign. Brunson had 39 and 12 dimes, and the Knicks pushed the champs to the brink with a 121-113 win Monday night of the world's most famous in Game 4. Blown out in Game 3, they showed up finally. They dominated the second half of that game last night to become the first home team to win in this series. Brunson said, "I think it was a sense of urgency, desperation, just knowing that we have a great opportunity. The Celts will have to make the NBA's 14th comeback from a 3-1 deficit and may have to do it without Jason Tatum, who was carried off the court with a bad right leg injury with about 3 minutes left in the game. Bridges and Towns, the big bodega, they both had 23. Ananobi bounced back from a horrible performance in Game 3 by scoring 20 for the Knicks, who can win the series Wednesday night at the Garden in Boston. If not, they come back to MSG to try to do it Friday night in the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up to Dubai." Al Horford of the Celtics said, "We have to turn the page quickly and do our first job, which is to win on Wednesday. That's the mindset as a group. We just have to rally together because obviously we've lost our leader, the guy that gets us going." Tatum had 42, his high in these playoffs, before he was hurt when the Celtics turned the ball over and his leg gave out as he tried to lunge forward to get a loose ball on the floor. Ananobi came away with it, and Tatum stayed down after leading by at least 20 in the first three games, but blowing the first two of them in Boston. The Celtics had another double-digit lead less than 5 minutes into this game and were up at the half 62-51. Brunson then scored 18 in a huge third quarter for the Knicks. They played their starters the entire quarter and outscored the Celtics 37-23 to set up the fourth. Bridges said, "We just kept fighting. We were down way worse before." Tatum's three tied it for the final time at 102 all before Ananobi hit a three, and the Knicks later put it away for good with an 11-0 run that made it 116-104. Derek White made six threes, scored 23 for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown had 20. It didn't matter. The Knicks are up 3-1 on the champs. They got him by the throat. They just need to choke him out. Speaking of having somebody on the ropes, the T-Wolves have the Dubs in trouble. Did you see Ant Edwards right before the half? A bomb three from 30 feet out right before the halftime buzzer gave them all the momentum they needed for the second half. He spoke to his team at halftime, and Finch, the coach, credited that pep talk for setting the tone for the second half. Edwards said, "At halftime, coach came in and said, 'We're playing like we already won the series pretty much. I don't really like that.' I told him, 'We've only got two wins.'" Edwards had 30. Randall had 31, the big fella. And the T-Wolves beat the Dubs 117-110 Monday night at the Chase in the city. And now they lead their Western semi 3-1 over the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Now it's back home to Minneapolis to the Target for the Wolves, with a chance to clinch the best of seven semi in Game 5 on Wednesday night. The Warriors are going to still be without Curry, who sat out his third game in a row, scheduled to have a hammy strain evaluation that day on Wednesday. And so Dre Green said, we're not going to Superman this thing. If he's in place where he can play, I'm sure he will. Edwards made consecutive threes and scored 11 points in a huge 17-0 run that Minnesota pulled off. They went ahead 85-68 late in the third. They led 97-77 going to the fourth. And that was all she wrote for the Warriors. Edwards was coming off a 36-point performance in Game 3 that gave him the 2-1 lead. He hit that big shot that pulled Minnesota within 60-58 at the break. And the Wolves delivered in the second half again, after also trailing by 2 at the halftime in their 102-97 win in Game 3. So they just had these huge second halves. Kuminga came off of the bench and scored 23 for the Dubs. And he converted 11 of 12 free throws, following up his 30-point performance in Game 3 with another big game. Jaden McDaniels added 10 and 13 for Minnesota. Buddy Hield went down with about 4 minutes left before the half after McDaniels grabbed at the guard's neck and pulled the back of his jersey. They reviewed it. Fans were chanting, "You can't do that," but it was just a common foul. Golden State has now dropped 3 in a row since Curry hurt his leg early in Game 1 last Tuesday night. The Dubs were slow getting the offense going. The three-point shooting wasn't going on Saturday. It was more of the same in this one. Butler and Green had 14 apiece. Hield 13. It's just not good enough. They're going down in this series one way or another. All right, here's what we got tonight. The Pacers and Cavs at 7 in the land at the Rocket on TNT. Cleveland's down 3-1 to the Pacers. Cavs are laying 7.5, 229.5 is the total. The nightcap on TNT, Nuggets and Thunder from the Paycom in Oak City. The series is tied at 2s after the Thunder won on the weekend to even up the series. They're laying 10.5 at home tonight, favored over the Nuggets, 221.5 is the total. The Dallas Mavericks moved past the Luka trade in a gigantic way Monday night by winning the NBA draft lottery, and they're going to get Cooper Flagg in June with the number one pick. They had just a 1.8 chance to win the lottery. They jumped 10 spots to grab the top pick, the biggest move by any team in lottery history. How about that? Flagg's the prize. He's going to end up with Dallas. Utah, Washington, and Charlotte entered the night with the best odds in the lottery, all with a 14% shot, followed by New Orleans. Utah ended up 5th, Washington 6th, and that was that. So there you go. You get the best player now in Dallas in Cooper Flagg. The draft will take place June 25th and 26th at the Barclays Center in No Sleep Till Brooklyn, New York, baby. By the way, San Antonio, with back-to-back rookies of the year in Wembanyama and Castle, they're going to pick 2nd. Philly will pick 3rd. Charlotte will pick 4th. I told you, Utah 5, Washington 6. And then it goes New Orleans 7, Brooklyn 8, Toronto 9, Houston 10, Portland 11, Chicago 12, Atlanta 13, and San Antonio gets the 14th as well. Let's talk about the Stanley Cup. Sean Walker with a late goal, beating Logan Thompson. And then Svechnikov, an empty netter. And the Canes beat the Caps again in Raleigh 5-2 Monday night to take a commanding 3-1 lead in their conference semi in the East. Carolina improved to 5-0 at home in the playoffs and can clinch a second trip to the Eastern Conference Final in 3 years by winning Game 5 in Washington at the Capital One Center on Thursday night. Rod Brind'Amour talked about the game. He said, if I'm just honest in how I feel about it, I thought our first two games on the road might have been better than some of these games, just the chances we've given up, a little too much here for me. But obviously, at this time of the year, it's about results. I like where we're at, that's for sure. The Caps had pulled within 3-2 on Ovi's one-timer blast on a 5-on-3 power play. There was about 8 minutes left, but then at the 16:45 mark, you get the Walker goal to put him back up 4-2. It was his first career postseason goal. Then you get Svechnikov with his 7th postseason goal into the empty net after they had pulled Thompson, and that was all she wrote. I mean, bottom line is I hit all 4 games last night. I hit the Canes, I hit the Knicks spread, I hit the T-Wolves spread against the Dubs, and I gave you the Oilers. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights again, this time at the Rogers Place. They had lost game 3, 4-3 with 0.4 seconds left. In other words, less than a second left, they lost that game 3 on that Riley Smith goal by Vegas, and the series was 2-1, but now it's 3-1 after a 3-0 shutout, and everyone had said that Skinner sucks. I guess not. Adam Henrique had a couple of goals. Skinner made 23 saves, and the Oilers beat the Knights 3-0. They're up 3-1 now in their Western semi. Evander Kane had a goal and an assist for the Oilers. Connor McDavid picked up an assist, extending his point streak to 8 games. The Oilers, who bounced back after losing that game late over the weekend, now need one more win to advance. Game 5 is on Wednesday night in Sin Sally Domacadaha, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, at the T-Mobile on the Strip. Their coach, Chris Knobloch, said, "I just think everybody was dialed in after the huge disappointment from Game 3. The way we played and the way it ended, they knew they had to step it up tonight, and they did." Skinner said, "We just put our work boots on and our hard hats on and went to work. The way that we've competed over a number of games is incredible. It's hard to do that. And the way that we've been doing it on a consistent basis just shows a lot of pride in this group." Aiden Hill made 29 saves for the Knights, who are one loss from being eliminated. Darcy Rota style, baby. So tonight, there's only one game, but it's a big one for the Dallas Stars at home at American Airlines Arena in Dallas, because they're up 2-1 on the Jets, and they can go up 3-1 if they can beat Winnipeg. 8 o'clock on ESPN. Dallas is the favorite, -145. Let's look at the baseball from last night. Guardians 5-0 over the Brewers in Cleveland. Tigers pounded the Red Sox 14-2. Job the winner. I hit that. Cards, I hit. How about they beat the Phillies for their 9th straight 3-2? I hit the Mets 4-3 over the Pirates at Citi Field. The Braves beat the Nationals 4-3. Cubs 5-2 over the Marlins. Hit that. Rangers 2-1 over the Rockies. Hit that. Royals 7-5 over the Stros. Fail. Angels, how about this? They walked the bases loaded at Petco against the Padres in their last at bat, and they got a grand slam, and they went in 9-5 in San Diego. The Yankees beat the Mariners 11-5. Grisham with 2 home runs. Cabrera, though, injured his leg, a huge injury, taken away in an ambulance in Seattle. It's not looking good at all. And the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 2-1 at Oracle. Let's take a look at Tuesday's slate of games around the majors. 6:10 Brewers Guards at Progressive in Cleveland. Priester against Allen. 6:35 Twins and O's at Camden. Woods Richardson against Don't Call Me Maury Povich. 6:40 Red Sox and Tigers at Comerica. Bayo and Holton. 6:40 White Sox and Reds in the Queen City. Cannon Cameras against Abbott and Costello. 6:45 Cards and Phillies at the Bank. Sonny Gray against Lizardo. 7:07 Rays and Jays in Toronto. Boz against Barrios. 7:10 Bucks and Mets at Citi Field. Helen Keller against Senga. 7:15 Nats and Braves in Atlanta. Soroka against Schwellenbach. 7:40 Marlins and Cubs at Wrigley. Belozo the Clown against Brown. 8:05 Rockies and Rangers at the Globe. Freeland and Leiter there. 8:10 Royals and Astros in Houston. Bubik Hare against Valdez. 9:40 Angels and Padres at Petco. Soriano against Dylan Cease. 9:40 Yankees and Mariners in Seattle. Freed Chicken against Wu-Tang Clan. 9:45 D-backs and Giants at Oracle in San Fran. Fought against Robbie Ray. And 10:10 A's are at Dodger Stadium against L.A. Springs Water against He's Got a Knack for Things. There's all your baseball for Tuesday. Hopefully by showtime we'll have a better idea of what happened to Tatum's leg. I'm live at 3 to 6 on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're on smart TVs. Just search Sports Grid on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs, and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM, Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. Get the Pharrell and a Profit app because everybody's making money. Everyone that's a member loves it. Do it. Sign up. You won't regret it. Watch Profit Plays every day, 7 days a week for all the picks. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Watch Pharrell and the Profit where Mickey and I go off on everything and anything. Watch Jim Florentine's comedy specials. You're going to love it. Pharrell and the Profit app. Get it today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnABench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.